It sounds like you're not.
Blog Talk Radio.
Viewer discretion is advised.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Sports Underline. It's the big MLB All-Star Week. It's going to be a big MLB show. I have to do this. There's just a lot I got to get off my chest today. It feels good to be back, by the way. And Troy is on 2 o'clock, Monday through Wednesday. He'll be here Thursday and Friday. He wants to be more involved with you guys. He loves you guys. Just like I do. You guys are very good fans of the show. It is All-Star Week in the majors. Today is the Home Run Derby. I am always excited for Home Run Derby because, you know, some people have their beliefs and all this stuff on Home Run Derby. It's not exciting. I will miss Chris Berman. That is the most definite. I will definitely miss him, but you know, I will tell you guys who's in the Home Run Derby, just in case, you know, you guys don't know. Jesus Aguilar is in there. He's definitely there. He leads the National League with 24 home runs. His home run rate is 7.6. I don't know if he'll win this, but I will keep going. Javier Baez is also in there. He is tied for 7th in the National League with 19 home runs. He is he's going to be exciting to watch. I think he will be a dark horse. You know, he's one of those energetic guys to watch. Alex Bregman, he's become one of the best all-around hitters in the game. I mean, I've watched him this year for the Astros, and he is just a huge piece. And just the Astros' whole organization just did things the right way. They have the team that came into the season. I'll talk about the Astros a little more during the show. But I got to slow down. Okay, so yeah. He's ranking in the top 20 in the majors with 20 home runs and ranking 4th in extra base hits. He has 20 home runs already. That tops his 2017 total, which was 19. So he's shown some good things. He could win this, though. He's a Deadpool winner. A Deadpool hitter, I'm sorry. Freddie Freeman's in there, and he is probably your front runner for the National League MVP honors. He has 16 home runs, ranks 4th in National League in OPS. I mean, he's just one of those guys you don't want to see. Every time I watch a Braves game, and there's Nick Markakis or even an Ozzie Albies, I think they have Ozzie Albies before Freddie Freeman go up, and every broadcast be like, okay, you need to get Ozzie Albies out because you do not want to see Freddie Freeman. So he would be very fun to watch. Bryce Harper is in it. He's Bryce Harper. The game is in Washington. Why not? I would love to see him win. And Bryce Harper is your marquee name in this Home Run Derby. People don't know the other guys, but everybody knows Bryce Harper. I mean, for a lot of baseball fans, I mean, you know these guys. And maybe if you saw Bryce Harper walking down the street, maybe you recognize him. I don't know. You know, maybe Mike Trout, Bryce Harper, you know, those names. Maybe Kershaw. So we will see. I'm very interested in Bryce Harper just because he's the home. Chris Hoskins is in there. He's one of the game's up-and-coming power hitters. I've raged about him coming into the season for the Phillies. He burst on the scene as a rookie last August, and I even raged on him last year in August. He had 11 home runs in his first 18 games. I gave him a shout-out. You know, he hasn't matched the onslaught in 2018. It's 14 home runs so far, but he is still an up-and-coming power hitter, still a dangerous hitter. I don't think he's going to win. Max Muncy, one of the feel-good stories of the year. I think he's going to win it. I think if I was to put money on this, it would be on Max Muncy. I think he can win this. He spent all of 2017 AAA, started there again at the start of the year. Injuries opened up some playing time for him, and 22 home runs, ranked 4th in the National League. Doesn't quite have enough plate appearances to qualify for the leaderboards, but he will lead the National League in OPS if he did. So that lets you know. Max Muncy, I think he will win. Now, Kyle Schwarber, people, I think he is the favorite. He has 18 home runs. He's on pace to the second straight 30 home run of the year after missing most of the 2016 season and came back for World Series. I think he can win. He has crazy power. I mean, his power is, you just wouldn't, you just can't imagine this. He can win this. But I would go with Muncy winning this. So this would be a fun home run derby. I'm going to put money on Muncy. But Javi Baez is just one of the most exciting players, and I will talk about Javi Baez in a minute. Well, later on during the show. But a lot of baseball that I will get to. I will discuss all of this that I do have up. I really have to go in on everything baseball here. The number is 949-270-5945. Now, Mike Trout. I want to start with Mike Trout because I think that he can be the best player. And the reason why I'm saying this is because he could get an All-Star MVP for the third straight year. And that has never been done. And it just shows you just how great he is. I mean, his batting average for his career is .306. He can hit. He can get some home runs. He can really be the best player. And it just sucks that he is a part of a team that just can't get it done. I think he's been to the postseason about once. And that was, what, 2014 season? They got swept by Kansas City. So, you know, now it's like the team can't get to the postseason. The team has won games. I mean, even the following year, I mean, they won 85 games. Not a year after that, it was 74. Then last year it was at 80. This year it's 49. They're playing 500 ball again. They're supposed to be better. And they were my surprise team. But I'm going to tell you this. I think next year, all my surprise teams always do something the next year. Like Seattle, it's 58-39. Seattle is looking like they're going to be in the wild card game, possibly playing the Yankees. And I don't know if they want to do that, but we'll get to that when September comes along, which would be just an amazing month to talk football and baseball, get ready for basketball. And, you know, we got college too, college football. But what Mike Trout is on pace doing, you know, when you look at his home run numbers, 226, I believe. Yeah, 226. 619 RBIs. He's at 1,100 base hits. And he's only 26. 26 now. He will be 27 next month. I know that I've had my little bad discussions about him and how he's not capable of getting 100 RBIs. And I'm like, okay, I got to blame his team. He has 25 home runs and he has 50 RBIs. His team can't get on base. That's the issue. He's a very dangerous hitter. I don't understand how is it that his team can't get on base. I mean, when you look at it, yeah, Androtten Simmons, it's good to see he's back. They're missing Zach Cozart. Pujols went on the DL. But Zach Cozart, I think, is a huge loss. Kinsler isn't hitting for nothing. Androtten Simmons, yeah, he's hitting. He's hitting, but where's Jay up? Calhoun is nowhere to be found. And Shohei Ohtani is in the middle of the lineup. But you need your guys like Kinsler. And Kinsler moved down in the lineup. They need to figure out where Kinsler can hit. And I like Kinsler in the leadoff spot. But I don't know what's going on. I need to go ahead and look at this and what would I have done? I probably would have Simmons and Cozart. But unfortunately, Cozart's out. And Cozart has been out since the beginning of the month. He's on the 60 days. So he's going to be out for the rest of the year. And that's going to suck. Now, Pujols will be back after this All-Star break. So that's a good thing. You need to get Pujols back. Still got the power. Still can hit. I know his average is at 251, but I mean he's third on your team in home runs. And second is Jay Up, but I mean these guys are not getting on base. Jay Up is second and first in RBIs, I'm sorry. Pujols is second. I know you're like, okay, why is Mike Trout third? But I mean, when it comes up to bat, there's nobody on base. It's not good. It's just not good. So, you know, now, could he be the best baseball player ever? And if not now, later, 10 years from now. Maybe not 10 years. Oh, yeah, maybe 10 years. Why not? If he can just stay healthy. He's already halfway to 500, almost. By the end of the season, he'll be halfway to 500 home runs. And he's been in the league, what, 7 years? So then he's going to need 7 more years. So, I mean, we'll see. But I think he can be. Put the right players around him, which I thought it was this year, but maybe next year they get it done. If they put the right players around him, I'm telling you, then we will see greatness. Then we can say, okay, the Angels are going to compete. This division is competing. Look at the Athletics. They're overachieving big time. They're 8 games back of the division. They're 3 games back of wild card. They can actually make trades to make the playoffs. The way they're playing. And that can continue. That really can continue. I believe it. But they're 4th in the division. They're going to be 3rd or 4th. Unless they have a huge splash. But the All-Star game has their starters. They announced the starters. You have Chris Sale on the American League side and have Max Scherzer on the National League side. Now, do I agree with this? Yes, I do. Chris Sale has been amazing. 188 strikeouts this year. I mean, we have seen... I've seen Chris Sale a lot of times. I don't watch him live at Comerica Park. I've seen him in that nasty slider. He might even be pitching this weekend. I think Red Sox are here this weekend. He might be pitching. Might really, and I'll try to look this up here. Might actually be pitching this weekend. I would assume. Okay, David Price is here, Johnson, and then Chris Sale. Yeah, Chris Sale will be pitching on Sunday at 1 o'clock. This I can't wait. But he has had a tremendous season. This team is the best team in the American League, Boston Red Sox. And then Max Scherzer on the other side of the Nationals. And that's good for him because, I mean, this is his park, Nationals Park. This guy is making consecutive starts. Scherzer's 12-5, 2.41 ERA. His ERA has been under 3. So 4 straight seasons. If it continues this year, it will be 4 straight seasons. Now, I was a little over 3 in this last year for Detroit. And the year before, when he was 21-3, a 2.90 ERA. So he is capable. He has been at 200 strikeouts since 2012, and he's at 182 right now. And he'll probably have, what, 13, 14 more starts? Gets about 12 strikeouts per 9. That lets you know. And his best year was his first year. Because I know he went 14-12. His ERA was low. 2.79. And the strikeouts, of course, 276. Was still good. Might have been one of his best. Team was very successful when he was out there on the mound. I'll give you that. But it should be a very good all-star game. It might not be low scoring. Who knows? It might not be. Now I want to get in on other teams. I want to talk about the Astros. And you guys want to call in on all this stuff? 949-270-5945. Don't hesitate. It's a big baseball show here. The Astros. I raised the question. Will the Astros repeat as your champions? Because I said, hey, they have what it takes to do it. This team, and it's crazy to see Seattle just right behind them. I mean, really, right now, they should be 70-29. I think. 70-29 right now, they should be. But what this team is doing this year is amazing. Yuli Gurriel is hitting. We talk about Alex Bregman. This team, George Springer has 15 homers. Evan Gattis is amazing this year. His batting average is low. But he is a scary hitter. Altuve only has 9 home runs. But this is the thing. And they have George Springer leading off. But I tell you, I've done this on the game yesterday on the show. I said, okay, I would have Altuve lead off. I mean, he used to be a leadoff guy. He was a guy that, okay, he gets on base, he gets steals, and he can get on base. And the way I have it is Altuve, Bregman, and I have Gattis being the power guy. Because you see Gattis being that power guy. I mean, it's not like Altuve can hit for power, but Altuve shouldn't be your third hitter. He shouldn't. Should be a leadoff. And I have Springer, what, 5th? Because I have Correa. And then I would probably put Reddick. I think I'll put Reddick at the 5 spot. And then Springer. But it all works out. Yuli Gurriel is in there. He's a great hitter. They have great hitters on their team. And Correa. I mean, when is Correa going to come back? He'll return shortly after All-Star break. He's been out since the 11th. He's on a 10-day back stiffness. Trying to keep him healthy. That's what you want to do. Keep Correa healthy. He's the future of this team. You know, we'll see what they do with Altuve. We'll see what they do with other guys on this team. You want to keep this team together. I think they can do it. You look at the pitching staff. The added Gerrit Cole. That's huge. Charlie Morton's having a tremendous year. And he's pretty much number 5 guy in the rotation. Even though Dallas Keuchel is playing like number 5 guy. I don't know what happened with Keuchel. But you got Gerrit Cole, 27. Can ink him up. Lance McCullers is young. Your bullpen is just so good. I mean, I've had an issue with Ken Giles. I think he's off the team now, isn't he? Will Harris. And they were not bad. I mean, I used the Astros 2 years ago. And they had Ken Giles and Will Harris. Brad Peacock, I know he's 1-4. ERA is still low. Big time strikeout pitcher. This team is just so good at getting strikeouts. They're number one in all in the American League in strikeouts. Pitching. Jared Cole's number one on the team in strikeouts. JV's number two, and JV just had himself a big time strikeout game. Now they're starters. They give up home runs. Yes, the way the offense is, they're constructed to win no matter what they do. Because, okay, yeah, those starters give up home runs, but those starters, ERA is not even above four. Now, Ken Giles is probably the worst pitcher on this team. And, you know, if you heard me say that at the beginning of the year, you'd be like, okay, what? How is that? 64-35, they still got some business to take care of. They did lose last night. Well, yesterday. They still got business. They got to get ready for the Angels. Got Colorado. Texas, a big series at the end of the month with Seattle. Dodgers. Things are going to get really serious when August come around. Because you got a lot of games with Seattle. When September hits, you got to get ready for Boston. You got another match with Seattle. Then once you do that road trip, I mean, you're pretty much in good shape. I mean, they should still win the division, but Seattle's gonna come for you. Because, I mean, the last week of the season, I mean, Houston might as well just hit everybody because they get Toronto and Baltimore, two teams who are struggling. And Boston probably won't have Mr. Machado. Probably won't. So I'm going to say, yeah, Astros will repeat. Unless a team in the National League stands in their way. The Astros will come out the American League. They should win this division. They'll probably go up big on this division. I mean, they're 5 games, and it should be bigger. But the way Seattle's playing is good. They're just playing baseball the way it's supposed to be played. The Astros will play either Boston or New York. Whoever goes far, you know, maybe you will see Boston or New York play each other. Because Cleveland's going to be at two, well, had a 3 seed and most likely play Houston if Boston keeps this up. And then New York and Seattle plays. And I don't see anybody else coming back. And Tampa Bay's going to try to make a push to get a wild card spot. 49-47. No one's talking about them. Then on the National League side, I think the Cubs come out. The Cubs are going to win that division, like I said. Get to the Brewers in a minute. How bad they've been. Craig Kimbrel got his 30th save yesterday. And I'm happy for him. This is the 8th straight year he has got to 30 saves. And Mr. Mariano Rivera, 9 straight 30-plus save seasons. And that's the most in the majors. In history of the majors. Now, Craig Kimbrel doing that is huge. I think Craig Kimbrel is untouchable. That fastball, I just don't understand how does he locate it so much. So well, I should say. I just wanted to give him a shout-out for getting that 30th save. I do think that he'll do it again next year because he's very tough to hit. He will tie the record. And maybe another year after that, he beats that record. Do you guys know how I feel about Bryce Harper being in the All-Star game? Had my issues with that. And by the way, for those just coming in, I'm doing baseball. I'm not talking NBA. Don't want to talk Kawhi Leonard, Spurs, Max, all that. No. Maybe tomorrow, maybe. It's got to be baseball here. We got to have some type of baseball show sometime. And this is the perfect day because it's All-Star Week. Now, maybe Wednesday I'll get to it. But anyway, Bryce Harper didn't have a good start to the season. 214 batting average. I know he has the home runs, and he better be lucky having the home runs. Because it could have been when he turned 21, the year he was 21. 13 home runs in 100 games. That could be him. I don't know what's going on with Bryce, but I'm going to need for him to get it going. I know he's 25. I know this is his seventh year as well. He ain't better than Mike Trout. Mike Trout has 200 more RBIs and about 50 more home runs. The batting average for the career is 277. That has to rise. He has to have a tremendous second half. And I'm hoping this home run derby does that to him. I really am. But he shouldn't be no all-star. And it's just, he's an all-star because they're in Nationals Park. Not fair. Not fair at all. Are you like, okay, who should be in then? Especially on this team. I tell you this, Matt Adamson had a productive year. Anthony Rendon. Juan Soto, I'll just be like, okay, Juan Soto, come in. Let's do it. You know, he ain't played enough games. Bryce 214, that's not going to work. 214 average is not going to work with me. I mean, Adam Eaton, maybe if he was healthy. He's just been in and out of the lineup. Health issues once again. His average at 323 when he's in. I mean, he's dangerous. It's just dangerous. 949-270-5945, Bryce Harper. I want to get talk about Trevor Story. I think he's had a quiet career. Because he is hitting 20 home runs already right now. And he's had at least 20 home runs his first 3 years now. He had 27 the first year. Troy made a big deal on his debut. And last year at 24. Now he's on pace to have 100 RBIs this year. I hope so. He didn't really play a full year in his first year because he got hurt. And then he played most of the year last year. Missed, 17 games or something? 292 batting average. He's hitting the ball. He's seeing the ball. He's really been seeing the ball well. I remember I talked about him in the beginning of the year, and he was not seeing the ball well. And now he's starting to hit. He's an all-star. Well-deserved. He's had himself a very good year. Hopefully he can keep it up. He's had 20 home runs. Come on. Come on, Trevor. Come on, Trevor. Continue your success. You're having a good year. You're 25. Now the Rockies, 51-45. They're one of those teams, okay. We can get something going. It's so interesting on the Rockies side of things. The two games back in the division, the Dodgers didn't take off. I mean, they have the division lead by a half game. Got Arizona right there. Diamondbacks got San Francisco right there. I mean, San Diego's out of the mix, of course. They're the, we'll say, worst team. I think the Mets the worst team. Yeah, Mets the worst team in the National League. And Kansas City's the worst team in the American League. It's crazy to say that. Which they might be getting rid of Moustakas. But anyway. The Rockies, Trevor Story, and company. DJ LeMahieu, Nolan Arenado. You already know Nolan. Same amount of RBIs as Trevor Story. Three more home runs. Charlie Blackman, 287 average. Wants to raise it up. Gerardo Parra. Cargo. Very good team. Kyle Freeland's in there. He's pitching. Tyler Anderson pitching. John Gray's better than what he's doing. And, you know, Wade Davis, he's your closer. Adam Ottavino has been great. Look at bullpen. They boisted up that bullpen. I said, okay, they might can make the playoffs. They boisted up that bullpen. So I told Troy, I might be able to do it. It's been a quiet career, and this is a good career. It's a good season for him. Hopefully, they can make the postseason yet again. And, you know, I was talking to Javi Baez earlier in the show. And I just think his importance to the Cubs is just so huge. I can't even tell y'all how, I believe it was Friday night, or was it said it was Friday night, and how they played, I believe the Giants. And when I tell y'all Javi Baez won that game for them, crazy how he did it. Crazy. But his importance to the team is so crazy. He has 19 home runs, 72 RBIs. Talked about it earlier in the show. His average 292. You don't want him to face no lefty, first off. You don't. But they're going to have him lead off every game. Now, I would have him be second because I think Ian Happ should lead off. Just like they had in the opener. They had Ian Happ lead off, and he has a lead off home run. But Baez, he is just, when he gets on base, oh, he's going to try to steal. And especially when it's the ninth inning or later, or even the eighth inning or later. Late inning situations, he's going to run, and he's going to do it smartly. And this is what makes it amazing. Like, I'm sure that Madden told him, Joe Madden, I'm sure he told him to run. Do you. Be you. It's like, Javi, you're the man. You know what to do. You've done this before. Probably do it again. He's very important. He can't go down. I wouldn't say the Cubs will go down, but it would definitely help out the case for the Brewers. What I'm about to talk about right now. The Brewers looked horrible. 55-43 now. I gave them all the praise last week. Look bad. They can't play games that matters. That Pittsburgh game mattered. You lost a series to Miami. It's not good. You had a 5-game series. Saturday was the doubleheader. And you should have swept them in that doubleheader. You should have. Then you guys get ready for the Dodgers, Nationals, Giants, Dodgers, Rockies. That's tough. Then the Padres. The Padres, you got to wait all the way until August 7th. And this is from July 21st. Can you prove to me that you can win? You have to prove to me from the 20th, I should say. Can you win? Because all you got is San Diego. Then after that is Atlanta, Cubs, St. Louis, Cincinnati, who's starting to play well. Pittsburgh, who just beat you 5 straight times. Cincinnati again, Washington. Cubs, San Francisco, Cubs, Pittsburgh, Cincinnati, Pittsburgh, St. Louis, and then Detroit. Detroit and San Diego Padres are pretty much your semi-easy teams to play. Because I'm not even going to say Cincinnati's an easy team. Because Cincinnati is playing some baseball. And they're in your division. The rest of the division games, which I don't think you can win. Pretty much. You have to show me. 2.5 back of the Cubs. Oh, good luck. St. Louis, Pittsburgh, Cincinnati coming for you. Next thing you know, Milwaukee might be last in division. Cincinnati is rising up. 13.5 games back. They're just rising up. Quietly rising up. And I'm telling you, I love Cincinnati. I'm giving up on the Brewers. Done. I said it. Cubs are going to win division anyway. Cubs are going to win National League. Anyway, the pennant. What more is there to say about the Brewers? Milwaukee, get it together. Wisconsin, come on. Now, will the Red Sox win it all this year? I told you guys I think the Astros repeat. But the Red Sox, if they can go ahead, get Mike Moustakas, I would definitely feel good about their chances. Wherever Moustakas go, he will go to a playoff team. But just what Mookie Betts and JD has been doing all year is phenomenal. They're missing Devers. They got Benintendi on a bereavement list. Bogarts is starting to hit. That's scary. Vasquez is on a 10-day. But Memorial's 278 average. And Jackie Bradley's got to raise that average. That's all he got to do. He's only at 6 home runs. You can't be tied with Nunez, so don't hit home runs. Jackie Bradley has to be better as well. But JD is hitting the ball out of here. But offensively, this team has been very good. You do not want to get on base, face this offense. You don't want them to get on base, and you have to face offense as a pitcher. And, I mean, that's anything. That's any team. But this team, discipline, they do it the right way. 68-30. You know, people probably will be like, okay, yeah, I just can't trust pitching staff. Yeah, Chris Sale is good, but Eduardo Rodriguez, can he stay healthy? Can I trust David Price in the playoffs? I never have, probably never will. What more do you have? I mean, your offense can carry you because you know that your bullpen is going to be good, and Craig Kimbrel, when he comes in, you know that's it. Craig Kimbrel's going to have to give his all when the postseason comes, and he's ready for it. Trevor Bauer, they've had 165 strikeouts. I think he's going to end up, I want to say 300, but that'd be crazy, right? He'll be at 266. That's my final number, 266. But he could rise up because he could get 12 strikeouts the next 13 games he got, and then easily it's way over 300. It might be close to 400. Hoping. Because Bauer has been spot on great for the Indians. Y'all know what Kluber did the other day. Don't know. Kluber got to play better. And Bauer, I want to not like him. But I have to because he has good stuff. Good pitcher. And then, speaking of the Indians, Jose Ramirez, what a first half he's talking. Should we be having an MVP talk? I think we should, man. What he's been able to do. Jose Ramirez been able to do, he's 25, young guy. He only had 2 homers his first full year, and then the next year only 6, but went to 11. Got to 29 all of last year, and then this year he's at 29 right now, 20 stolen bases. Why not? He has more walks than strikeouts for the first time. He's not striking out. He's at 48 of them. He has 57 walks. His at-bats are legendary. 302 average. He's hitting for average the last couple of years. We want to include this year, the last 3 years. Now it's 219, and the year he started getting more games, but he had to work on it. And he got to it. MVP talk. JD will probably win it. But Ramirez should be in the conversation. He'll probably continue to have great at-bats. He had 56 doubles last year. He's at 26. Him and Lindor is just great teammates together. Unfortunately, the Indians' bullpen is bad. So we can't even talk about them dominating the American League. Unless they just wake up, smell the coffee when it comes. Mike Matheny got fired. And, yeah, I was surprised. Now I come to think about it, I was like, okay, when was the last time they made the playoffs? And you know what sucks? Because he would win. Wins games. You know, 83-79 last year. Should have been better. 86-76 the year before. They were better. They should have been better. Then the last time they went, they were 162. And they lost to the Cubbies. They played the Cubs the following year in the opener, I believe. It's going to be 3 years. And they had it. It was a great year for them. They lose to the Cubbies. They went 90-72. They lost the NLCS to the Giants, who eventually won. They beat the Royals, right? Lost the World Series to the Red Sox. Should have been the Cardinals and Tigers that year. But I digress. 2012, they lost the NLCS to the Giants. Yet again. I mean, they were just a rival. They were going all the time. I mean, they had Tony La Russa, first year for Mike Matheny. And he goes to the NLCS and lose. And then the following year, goes to the World Series and lose. And then I believe the year after that, he goes to the NLCS and moves. Just had to move on. That's all. And it sucks. Real life sucks. Because I actually like Mike Dane. But he will have a job soon. Tigers yesterday going against JV. They had 4 home runs. I was a little excited. I was a little surprised at the same time as well. JV is a fly ball pitcher. So he's going to throw home runs. He's done it when he was with us. He did against the Indians. They tested the fly ball. He tested his pitches. Didn't locate them right. Tigers took advantage. 4 home runs. Big time surprise. They always do good against the big-time competition. In a little competition, I don't know what happens. Just give up. And I thought JB was going to no-hit them yesterday. Or something. At 12 strikeouts. That's something. But you also gave 4 home runs. 4 of them. Big time. I gotta give a couple of shout outs. I'm almost done with the show. Novak Djokovic winning Wimbledon. He has 13 Grand Slam titles now. And it's been a while since he's won. He's 31. You know, I'm happy he finally won. Had an epic match with Rafael Nadal. Never see a disappointing match between the two. Djokovic just swept Kevin Anderson in that. 2 years since he's had his last Grand Slam title. He's finally a major champion. He's going to defend that at the U.S. Open. I'm assuming. See if he can make it 2 straight. Is Djokovic back? I mean, I'm going to assume that he is back just off of this one tournament. He was a 12 seed. He wasn't a top 10. He beat the second best player in the draw. And beat Anderson, who, I mean, they know each other for years. Known each other for years. So, now, I can't wait till the U.S. Open. I want to see what happens. What's the matchups? What's the bracket? Who will be the number one? Maybe Djokovic. Maybe Djokovic just moves up. And also a shout out to Elena Deladine. Just got 2,000 points. Is she the best WNBA scorer? And she just might be. She really just might be because I've watched her since Delaware, really. But you know, I've watched her just be just a scorer. She just wants to score. She can score. She's going to knock down the shot. That's what you love about Elena Deladine. I think she is the best scorer in WNBA. Thought it would have been Maya Moore. Now it's her. Maybe Asia Wilson gets down low and dirty and start knocking down some post shots, some hook shots and all that. Maybe she'd be the next youngest. Or maybe Kelsey Mitchell. Maybe the Ohio State. Man, I would love it. These things aren't meant to be broken. She's the best WNBA scorer right now, though, I tell you that. I think we can agree on that. I think we can. And Asia McCoutry, I thought, would have been the best scorer because she always led the league in points. I mean, she's top five, I'm sure. I don't got to look at it. But, you know, she's just an elite scorer. And Della Don is just the greatest scorer to me. Doing what she did, Mommy Diana Taurasi, what she was doing when she first got in the league, just knocking down shots, knocking down shots, knocking down shots, winning championships early. Anyway, tomorrow's show, we will be discussing the Home Run Derby, the All-Star Game, whatever else that we may need to talk about. Might go to the NBA, might not. We'll see whatever happens in the next 24 hours. I'll be here at 7:30. Troy is here at 2 o'clock p.m. because he works at this time, so he's not on. So there you go. You were here, both of us, but on different shows, and we'll be together on Friday. So you guys have a great day. I'm going to try to have the same. See you guys tomorrow, same time.